Friends, welcome back to our subject, Stores Management. And we move on to chapter number 12. And the name of the chapter is Safety and Security. Our slogan should always be safety first. Normally in a business, our slogan is profit first, production first, sales first. But there should be one slogan above all these slogans, and that is safety first, because I can tell you with my experience is if there is safety, profit will come. If there is safety, production will come. If there is safety, sales will come. And so safety first, because I have experienced that if safety is not there, production doesn't come. If safety is not there, people's morale is very down. And if safety is not there, sales also will be very less. In a company where safety is very poor, that company cannot make profit, and that is what I have proved again and again. So we should be very careful about safety. Safety first should be our slogan. Safety is defined as freedom from those conditions that can cause injury, that can cause death to persons, or damage to property, or damage to environment. You know what happened in 1984 in Bhopal? It spoiled the environment. 2,000 people died on the spot, and many people were injured, and even now they are not feeling well. So, safety is defined as freedom from those conditions that can cause injury, that can cause death to persons, damage to property, damage to environment. And a hazard is anything that has potential to cause harm, potential to create an accident, potential to create a fire. Hazard. And we should always recognize the hazards. We should always assess the hazards. We should always identify the hazards around us, around all the our premises, our factory, our workplace. In Factories Act 1948 has placed the responsibility of safety, that means creating a safe workplace, on the shoulders of the occupier of the factory. What is occupier? Occupier is one of the directors of the company who is given the responsibility of welfare of the people, safety of the people, prevention of fire, and all that as per the Factories Act. Use of personal protective equipment by workers and other concerned team members is mandatory. What is this personal protective equipment? Hard hats, helmets, goggles, safety shoes, hand gloves, aprons, so that there is a partition, between hazard and the person, so that the person is always protected from the hazard. So this helmet, this goggle and other personal protective equipments will save the person from any accident or any hazard. In every factory, all dangerous parts of all machines, such as moving parts of prime movers, rotating machines, flywheels, electric generators, motors, rotary converters, shall be securely fenced by safety guards of sound construction. And these guards must be kept in position while the parts of machines are in motion, they are rotating. It is written in the Factories Act. Dangerous fumes, adequate provision shall be made in a factory where dangerous fumes are present. In any chamber, any tank, pipe for egress of these fumes. Local exhaust ventilation, purging has to be adopted for this. What is local exhaust ventilation? Where the fumes are actually getting created, where the dust is actually getting created, there is a hood and there is an exhaust fan, and as soon as the fumes are generated. They are thrown out by the exhaust fan, and that is the local exhaust ventilation. What is purging? Purging is blowing the fresh air inside in order to drive away the dangerous gases, so that purging can be done by fresh air, it can be done by carbon dioxide, it can be done by nitrogen, or it can be done by any other inert gas. But the dangerous fumes have to be driven out from time to time, from a place, from every place, so that there is no problem to the human life. Then explosive gases, dust in any manufacturing process creates dust, gas, fumes or vapor, which is likely to explode on ignition because it's flammable. Following measures must be taken, providing an effective enclosure to the plant and machinery, and then removal of dust, removal of gas, removal of fumes by local exhaust ventilation. Very, very important thing. Then safety of factory buildings. Safety of people is important. Safety of factory buildings and machinery also is important, because lot of money is locked, lot of investment is done. So it must be protected. So if any building or part of the factory in such a condition that it is dangerous to human life or safety, measures must be adopted to ensure the safety of building or factory. Causes of accidents in stores. We have seen many accidents in stores due to material handling, due to wrong storing and all that. So what are these causes of accidents? Material falling from racks, wires, unwanted ropes, steel rods, empty cartons kept carelessly on gangways, bad housekeeping, injury arising from lifting very heavy loads, more than the safe working loads or normal loads, unscientifically. Then accidents due to defective cranes. The cranes must be checked by a competent person every 12 months, but they are not checked. The safe working load is not followed, and so accidents due to defective cranes, defective hoists, lifting gears, collision with bins, falling while climbing to reach the upper shelves, people don't use proper ladders, injury to hands arising from lift, and handling of materials without wearing protective gloves. Personal protective equipment is not used. Safety belts are not used. So injuries to hand, injuries to bodies, slipping on oil, slipping on grease, water spillages, injury caused by nails left on empty cases and buttons on boxes, injury from corrosive acids, dropping goods on one's feet without protective safety shoes. These are the normal observations which we have seen. Poor lighting, wobbly ladders, racks, badly laid out bins. The science of ergonomics, which says that workplace must be designed to suit the worker, not that worker has to adjust to the workplace. No, workplace must be designed to suit the worker. This normal science, the normal idea of ergonomics is not used in the designing of general working environment, layout and machinery, and that is the cause of accident. Reasonable precautions such as use of proper ladder. Look at this ladder. Use of personal protective equipment. Again, I will tell you, helmets, goggles, hand gloves, safety shoes, aprons and so on must be used. They can prevent these accidents because personal protective equipment is a barrier between the hazard and the person. The science of ergonomics must be used in the designing of general working environment, layout and machinery, so that the operators may work in safest and most efficient manner. Personal protective equipment like hard hat, goggles, gloves, fluorescent jackets and safety shoes must be provided free of cost by the occupier to all the workers every year. Look at this personal protective equipment. Hard hat is there, safety shoes are there, safety hand gloves are there, goggles are there, and then fluorescent jackets are there. look at this fluorescent jacket. Then, after safety, I will come to the fire prevention. The awareness of this fire prevention is very poor. That is what my experience is. Causes of fire are electrical short circuits, sparks from shunting engines, which may ignite a flammable article, smoking by staffs or clients, self-ignition point, temperature is achieved, so self-ignition. Combustion is a chemical reaction or series of reactions in which heat and light are emitted. Three factors: heat or source of ignition, oxygen. As you know, in your school you have learned that oxygen helps the combustion. So oxygen, source of ignition and fuel are the three culprits. If these three people come together, if these three things come together, fire will occur if there is a chemical reaction between them. Fire triangle, if you see here, it is a triangle. On one side of the triangle there is oxygen, on other side of the triangle there is heat, and on the third side of the triangle it is fuel. And if these three things come together, and if there is a chain reaction between these three things, definitely there will be a flame, definitely there will be a fire, and we must prevent this fire by not allowing these things to come together. That means wherever there is fuel, there should not be the heat. There should not be a source of ignition, because oxygen will be there, but oxygen should not be much more. For example, in air, more than 23.5% oxygen should not be there, otherwise it will start helping the fire. The burning of most materials occurs and then produces a flame. Most solids and liquids have to be heated above their normal temperature before flammable vapors are emitted. A chemical chain reaction between oxygen, fuel and heat or source of ignition will definitely produce a fire. Look at this. These are the classes of fire. Here the class A fire, class B fire, class C fire, class E fire and class F fire are there. Class A fire will occur because of the burning of ordinary combustibles like wood, paper, textiles. Then class B fire will occur because of the burning of oil. Then class C fire will occur for the burning of gas. Then class E fire will occur because of electrical. And then class F fire will occur because of cooking oil. And for that, the extinguisher to be used is water type extinguisher for ordinary combustibles, foam type for oil as well as ordinary combustibles, dry powder. There is a fire extinguisher containing dry powder that should be used for all these type of fires. Then carbon dioxide, that means there is a cylinder in which carbon dioxide is filled with pressure, and that can be used for oil as well as electrical fire. Then wet chemical for these, cooking oil as well as ordinary combustibles. So I have made a table where this is the type of fire extinguisher: water type, foam type, dry chemical type, carbon dioxide type, and it can be used like this for various type of fires. Note down that fires are not the same type. There are different type of fires. You cannot throw water at the electrical fire. You cannot throw water at the oil type of a fire. This will get bigger and bigger if you put water on the oil type of fire. So these are the fire extinguishers to be used, and there are various means. Water is there, foam is there, dry chemical powder is there, carbon dioxide is there, which can smother the fire. Fire prevention, good housekeeping, no oil or grease spills, cotton waste or rag soaked with oil should be kept in closed containers. Loose temporary wiring should not exist. Wires must run in conduits, flame-proof switches, wiring, etc. should be used. Excessive electrical load must be prevented. Use of ELCB, MCB is a must. Grounding connections must be checked. Always, grounding connections should be in good condition. Smoking has to be prohibited. No unauthorized people are to be allowed. Provision of fire extinguishers at points where a person can reach. by walking maximum 12 meters. That means if I need a fire extinguisher, I should be able to find it by walking maximum 12 meters. I should be able to see a fire extinguisher. So many fire extinguishers must be kept in your premises where just by walking 12 meters or 40 feet, I should find a fire extinguisher. At least three type of fire extinguishers must be available: water type, carbon dioxide type, and ABC dry chemical type, where I am able to extinguish fire of A type, B type, as well as C type. A combustible material must meet certain requirements before it can oxidize. The relative concentration is described in terms of percentages. If enough combustible gas is not present, it is said that the mixture is too lean to burn. If there is too much gas, it is said to be too rich to burn. When a concentration of gas falls into the range where it can ignite, it is said to be within its flammable or explosive limits. For example, the flammable limits of petrol are: lower flammability limit is 1.5%, upper flammability limit is 7.6%. What is the meaning of this? The meaning is, if the petrol vapor in the air is more than 1.5% and less than 7.6%, the mixture becomes flammable, and if you ignite that, suddenly it will catch fire. That means in such an atmosphere in which there is more than 1.5% petrol vapor and less than 7.6% petrol vapor, in such an atmosphere, if you start smoking or if you ignite that, suddenly there will be a very big fire. That's why we have to take care that the percentage of vapor of petrol is always less, much less than the lower flammability limit. If the mixture has petrol vapor less than 1.5% or more than 7.6%, mixture will not burn. However, if the mixture of the air with petrol vapor within 1.5 and 7.6, the mixture will definitely burn. Please take care of this. Then the factors, namely fuel and heat source of ignition, should not exist together at all. I have said it, because they are the three culprits. The oxygen cylinder should not leak, because more than 23.5% oxygen in the air is flammable. That means it will help the flame, it will help the fire. Oxygen more than 23.5% in air is prone to help occurrence of fire. For large warehouses, fire hydrant facilities should exist. For small warehouses, sand buckets and water buckets should be provided. Wherever you go, see that at least three sand buckets are there, water buckets are there. Then in warehouses where large amount of rubber products are stored, large quantities of foam should be there. It is required, because foam is extinguishing the fire by smothering method. It is lighter than the oil, and so it is very good for extinguishing the fire. Large quantities of foam will be required in such warehouses. Also, fire masks will be required, because a lot of smoke is generated. Theft and pilferage. The compound of factory should be protected by a brick wall or suitable fencing. Sufficient number of watchmen. I'm talking about the security now. Windows of stores must be closed. Doors should be locked after working hours. Special locks may be used. Keys with head of stores department. Visit by unauthorized persons must be minimized. I have said, in stores, particularly receiving stores, unauthorized persons and visitors must be minimized. Expensive articles to be stored in steel cupboards. Valuable materials to be kept in lock and key. Loading of scrap trucks should be supervised by security staff. It should be also supervised by finance staff. It should also be supervised by the production people or stores people. Then loading of scrap trucks, then lorries leaving the factories must pass through a single exit only, so that it can be proper scrutiny of the materials can be done. Property should be insured against burglary. Thank you.